the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Given that the price of petrol and diesel is going up so much at the pumps and could go way higher, is this the time to move to an electric vehicle? Look, I know that the cost of charging your car is going to go up as well because of increased electricity prices that are coming. Even if they haven't come yet, they are likely to come. But is it better value now to be moving to electric vehicles? We have two guests with us. We'll go to Geraldine Herbert in a moment, motoring editor of the Sunday Independent. But Paddy Common from Dundeal, before we get to the second-hand market, this year to date, are we seeing an increasing popularity of new electric vehicle purchases, particularly by comparison to diesel cars?
Yeah, we are, Matt. We have a 36% increase in EV sales this year compared to last year. And the sales are increasing. They've overtaken diesel as well. So
by a significant amount.
By a significant amount, exactly. Yeah, we've done about 10,000 electric cars this year so far and about 6,500 diesel. Now,
and the electric cars aren't that far off the petrol sales either, are they?
No, I mean, hybrid is the most popular, 13,500 petrols over the EVs. But hybrid is still the most popular. But EVs are certainly catching up. Now, there's a caveat to that in that there's fewer diesels actually available on the market. So,
have they been phased out by the car
manufacturers? They are generally, yeah. Now, there's some manufacturers still doing them, but by and large, there are fewer and far between new diesels coming onto the market in terms of powertrains. You'll see them in lots of commercial vehicles and the like, but they're not as plentiful, and that is being reflected in the sales, certainly for new cars. And you can see that there's way more hybrids and way more electrics, and even most of the models that are launched currently now have either some sort of electrification in it, be it hybrid or plug-in hybrid or electric itself.
What do you make of that, Geraldine Herbert, this increased popularity of EVs and also hybrids, despite the fact that you hear lots of people contact us in the last word when we're having discussions about new cars, giving out about them? It would appear that maybe we have a lot of people who are sympathetic to the John Gibbons view of the world.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, just the sheer volume of choice that's available now has made a huge difference. The price points, I mean, probably the cheapest new cars you can buy now are actually EVs. So the barriers to moving to EV are no longer about price and availability, but I think there's still an issue about confidence in the infrastructure, and there's still a lot of myths around battery life. So I think there's a cohort of buyers who just won't budge at the moment, even though the price of fuel will soar in the next few weeks, we'd imagine. I think that, you know, there's still a reticence among some buyers.
Yeah, but if the price of the price of petrol and diesel goes over €2 and then goes well beyond it, now will that just put people off buying new cars, or will it push them towards electric, assuming, as I said at the start, that the price of electricity doesn't go up by as much as the price of a litre of fuel at the pumps?
I would imagine if the price goes up that high, it's going to impact on everything. It's going to impact on inflation. So what you'll probably see are people actually conserving their money, and they won't be making those big spends. But I think if you're in the market for a new car and you have the money and you have the finance put away or whatever, that you chances are you're now going to consider an EV if you hadn't before. But I would imagine that, you know, new car sales will be actually impacted by that, full stop.
Okay. And tell us a little bit before I go back to Paddy about, as you mentioned, the concerns about battery life.
Yeah, I mean, no matter what you do and no matter how many years the EVs spend on the road, and obviously there's a clear demonstration that they are lasting and battery life now is supposed to actually exceed the life of the car. There are still people who are concerned about it, because all they need to hear is one story about one, you know, consumer, one taxi driver who had a bad experience. So I think that's the issue there. I think, as I said, there is an issue with the charging infrastructure. Again, you hear these terrible stories about people who went from Dublin to Cork and it took 4 hours instead of the usual 2.5 or whatever. But I think generally the infrastructure is improving and there isn't concerns around the battery, but it's a matter of trying to convince people that that actually is the case. I mean, there's long warranties on batteries now, anything from 8 to 10 years offered by the car manufacturers.
Now, Paddy, and this is something I know Dundeal has had a look at, tell me about the used electric vehicle prices, because lots of people seem concerned about depreciation, that if you buy an electric vehicle, it loses its value faster than a petrol or diesel car.
Yeah, and there was an issue with that because it was a little bit of a perfect storm. When the cars came out initially, they were expensive. They were highly priced. And they were in huge demand. And this was around the time of COVID. And what happened was there was an undersupply. These cars were going at a premium. Then what happened, there was an oversupply when they started coming through the market. The manufacturers were left with lots of these cars, started to discount them quite heavily. And then there was also some adjustments to the grants. And this had a shock effect to the used values of these as well. Now, what we're seeing is this is starting to balance out. A lot of the new cars you're seeing coming on stream, and as Geraldine mentioned, some of the cheapest cars now are actually electric. So we're kind of at a right price for electric vehicles. And this is leveling out the prices. But what we're seeing is there is incredible value for used EVs out there now. Now, you might be benefiting from someone else's previous purchase, but there's some really good value cars out there. And I think we're probably going to see, when you mentioned about the fuel prices earlier, we've seen in the last week alone a 30% increase in searches for EVs on our site because people are probably more starting to be concerned about the fuel prices.
Tell us a little bit more though about what sort of prices you would have for an EV in the second-hand market. Say, for example, take a three-year-old EV.
Yeah, so the sort of medium price for a three-year-old EV is about €29,000. Now, that covers a lot of cars, but for anyone dipping their toe into the EV market currently, there's incredible value out there. So you could imagine, you know, if you compare that to the average price of a three-year-old diesel, or medium price is about €36,000. So diesels are commanding a premium, and there's lots of reasons for that. As we mentioned, there's not that many new ones coming on stream. And also, we used to take in a lot from the UK. There was, back in 2019, there was well over 100,000 cars coming from the UK alone. Last year, we took 73,000 cars, and very few of those were from the UK. There were half of those were, in fact, from Japan. Now, Japan isn't a market that does diesel very much.
And is this a Brexit effect?
Brexit effect. So post-Brexit, there were tariffs in place which made importing from the UK less attractive. So we're primarily taking used cars now from Japan. Japan isn't a diesel market, so we're getting fewer diesels. And people still do love diesels.
Okay, what do you make of all of that, Geraldine?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that's the case. I think people are thinking more about buying electric, and I think that's good to see. But I do think the biggest issue is the fact that there's lots of availability and the price point has come down. That's what's really persuading people that, you know, EVs to go. I think also in terms of the running costs at home, if you're charging at home, it's a no-brainer. That's where the real saving is. Unfortunately, Matt, if you're charging on the public charging network, then, you know, you are looking at similar enough running costs to a petrol and diesel car. And that is a consideration as well. But if you can install a home charger, then, you know, and do the vast majority of your charging at home, it makes a huge amount of sense.
But that's a problem for many people, isn't it? If you're living maybe in an apartment block, or if you don't have a front driveway, how can you actually run a charger safely to your car?
Yeah, and more needs to be done, because there are a lot of people in urban areas who don't have access to a driveway and don't have access to a home charger. And I mean, there should be simple ways we can do that. Everybody has an electricity account. Can we not, you know, somehow transfer the benefits of home charging to the public charging network with an account like that? You know, there has to be better ways of doing this. And there are, I mean, there is now apartment schemes and there's various different hubs and stuff like that, but it's still not happening fast enough and it does put people off. And I mean, hand on my heart, I could not recommend an EV to somebody if they were running it 100% on the public charging network.
You mentioned earlier, Paddy, you know, it's three-year-old EV. What about the second-hand market and things like eight-year-old EVs? Because you sometimes hear people saying that they won't invest in an EV because they're worried about the residual value further down the line, that they won't be able to get rid of it, particularly if they think that in 8 years' time it's going to need a new battery.
Yeah, I mean, there is superb value. I was looking at that before I came in, and something like a, you know, 2015 Volkswagen e-Golf, really nicely built car, not massive range, would cost you about €11,000. And that, for someone who was scooting around Dublin and not necessarily going from Dublin to Cork every day, it's a wonderful car. Now, the warranties on the batteries, as Geraldine mentioned, are very long. So they can outlast or be longer than the warranty in the car itself. So you can be 7 or 8 years, 160,000 kilometres on the battery. And that's really the main concern for people. The actual catastrophic failures of batteries are pretty few and far between. Now, there can be issues with cells and modules within them, but the whole battery itself failing is not something that happens a whole lot of time.
But does, Geraldine, the battery wear out over time? You know the way that if you have a phone for a number of years, it needs to be charged more regularly to get the full amount into it. Does that happen with the EV batteries?
Yeah, they do degrade over time, but essentially what you're looking at is a 70 to 80% capacity maybe at the end of 10 years. Now, if you consider, Matt, that like BMW have a car coming in now that has an 800 kilometer range, I mean, you know, 10 years down the road, if that only has a capacity of 70% or 80%, it's still a very usable car. You're talking about, what, 600 to 650 kilometers of range. So I think, you know, you need to look at what these figures actually mean. So 70% might sound low, but in a modern EV, it's not. So, you know, these are really good rates that are being, you know, that we can expect to get from EVs in 10 years time and then 20 years time. So that's why they're saying that these batteries will outlast the car.
I wonder, Paddy Common, just to finish, if this may be a tipping point, what's happening in the war in the Middle East that America and Israel is imposing upon Iran, but all the consequences for gas and oil prices. Already there's a lot of talk about how for the production of electricity, we're going to have to accelerate solar and wind energy to reduce this dependency on fossil fuels. That the same could actually happen for a lot of motorists, that they will see this as the time to get away from petrol and diesel, that now, from here on in, there's going to be a greater grow for electric.
Yeah, I would expect so. I mean, if you consider that an average EV for an average person is going to cost them about 700 or 800 euro per year in electricity. And at the moment, the prices, the way they are, running a petrol car would be about 2,000 a year and a diesel around the same. So obviously, if the oil continues to go up, and we could be looking at a great difference in running costs. And I think that will start to make people consider moving across.
Listener says, I can't have an electric car. I live in an apartment with no EV chargers anywhere and no way to charge. Now, I think a lot of apartments are built to discourage people from having any cars at all. But yeah, it is a major problem if you actually want to have an electric car while living in an apartment and there's no facilities in place to allow you to do so. We're going to leave it there. Paddy Common from Dundeal and Geraldine Herbert from the Sunday Independent. Thank you very much.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.